Getting engaged is like getting is the first hill of the roller coaster, and you hear those clicking, the loud sound. It's really violent metal, chunk, 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 and you go, "What's going on here?" You know.
What's up, guys?
Boy, this thing's really, really goes high. And then you go over the top. The wedding is at the top. You go over the top. Is the wedding
at the top?
And you're just screaming.
Welcome to another podcast.
Well, even if you make plans, you never think you're really ready for marriage.
No, it's like any growth. You can't be ready for it because it's growth. It's going to be new. It's going to be new. You're going to have a new life. You're going to be a new person.
All right, Friday, June 18th, 2021. I'm back.
Forever. This is forever.
Starting off the podcast with a song. I'm gonna do this every week now. A song I like. I don't care about the copyright.
There's a question of my heart. You got it. It don't belong to anyone but you. Hey, if there's a question of my love, you got it. Baby, don't worry. I got plans for you. Yeah. Baby, I've been making plans. Oh, love. Baby, I've been making plans for you. Yeah. Baby, I've been making plans.
Sounds familiar.
Baby, I've been making plans for
my sister's a pilot. I made it. I'll admit it. Albeit pathetic that I'm in my late 20s, still never been to a wedding. Guess the idea of that lobby empty.
I've never been to a wedding.
It's not your fault they try to get me.
That I haven't officiated.
Cause I'm selfish, and I need you to myself. Trying to see you afloat, but don't want to see you sail. Cause I failed. I see you about to cry. Cause when I enter their city, they leave without their pride. I'm sorry. Are you staring at my comments? Fearing it's gonna always be you sharing me with all them.
No.
How dare I say ignore them? Preparing for that day, I leave you Harris with you for them. It's hard, you know, temptation and all. Bitches out here trying to see if my relationship's strong.
Oh,
the chart, so run away from your heart. Gave this music my all, nothing is sacred no more. I'm wrong. I'm promising you better, though. Your friend's saying,
let him go.
And we ain't getting any younger. I can give him now, but I can promise you forever, though. That's right.
Got it. It don't belong to anyone but you.
All right, all right, all right, all right. Thank you for joining me on another podcast of Dying Breed Discussions. I really don't have a long show for you guys today. It was a rough week. I had surgery on Wednesday and just a bunch of stuff going on. So I'm like recovering right now. My voice is still kind of shitty. There's a breathing tube fucked my throat up. But I'm doing my best. I wanted to make sure I get an episode out every Friday. I told you I'd do it every Friday. We're going to do it every fucking Friday. So thank you for joining me. I appreciate it. This is for you guys. I just want to share the things I find interesting. You know, some people won't find it interesting. That's okay. There's plenty of podcasts out there. But for those who do find things interesting that I find interesting, I'm literally here for you. My whole purpose right now, taking the time out of my day, the money spent to get this set up, is just literally for you guys. Like, there's no fame coming from this. There's no money coming from this. It's all about you. So let's see if we can get this thing to cooperate. I'm just trying to set up the capture method. Trying to get you guys, like, so some of the guys who are trying to like migrate over to video, which I appreciate, I'm liking that. I'm hoping I could get more people to get on YouTube and watch it. I'm trying to set up a page that you guys can see while I'm like going through the news. And I did it before the podcast and then it stopped working. So how was your guys' day? How was your weekend? Comment below. The weekend's just starting, so that's kind of impossible to do. Why is it being so poopy? There it is. Got him. Okay. You're probably all going to see that happen. That works. All right. Now, let me just go over here. Sorry about that debacle. All right, I'm gonna try to keep it short this week. I'm not gonna rant too much. Let's find things that are actually important. It's hard for me to believe that this video that happened on the 6th of January is just now popping up. It feels like they're trying to reignite the violence because of the new stage that Donald Trump has been back on. It seems like they're trying to put this out here. The new videos underscore the violence against police at the January 6th Capitol riot after he's moved himself kind of back in the news. They were shouting traitor at Mike Pence for following the law. 56 House Republicans urged Biden to remove Kamala Harris from the leading role on the migration crisis. You figure they would agree with her because she pretty much said the same things. I mean, I'm confused. She looks too Republican right now. Geologic activity on Earth follows $27.5 million, million-year cycle, new study says. The Earth takes care of itself whether we live through it or not, ask the dinosaurs. The Earth probably invited that meteor. Hey bro, I haven't seen in a while come through. These motherfucking dinosaurs fucking shit up over here. Make some oil. Ooh, the Biden administration sending FU message with string of family-related hires. Didn't he say he was going to have, like, no nepotism? He kind of ran on that, but see, that's why we don't trust politicians, boys and girls. Because they'll say whatever to get in office, and when they do, they just say, oh, well, I'm here, what are you going to do? The only way to get me out is treasonous. So, specifically for me, though, what did Google come up with? Potentially the worst drought in 1200 years, I have to say. Well, I got a well, so shout out to having a well. I fucking love Bill Murray and Chevy Chase, honestly. I wish these people weren't so into like cancel culture and getting rid of the past. I mean, the past is there for a reason. And they remind me of the past. Not saying they did anything, but they just remind me of different days. And I feel like being able to reflect on those days is a part of life. And trying to erase all the past is erasing more than things you don't want to hear about. It's erasing a foundation of what led to where we are now. And you're deemed to repeat yourself when you don't have history to look back on. Library of Alexander. I'm not racist when it comes to religions, but Catholics really rub me the wrong way. Not Catholic people or people of the Catholic faith, but the Catholic religion and organization is a terrible one. And you can quote me on that forever and ever. I don't care. The Vatican City is not Holy Land whatsoever. I feel like when the God they believe in finally does come back, he's going to fuck them up first or the worst, because their practices are just disgusting. So there's that. That's there forever. Some shit going down in Portland. What the fuck? Ooh, officers assault charge. This is not really newsworthy. Like, I would rather probably talk about what I'm doing in my personal life. Sorry about that weird noise. Trying to keep bloody discharge off my face. So they went in. This is the second time I've had this surgery. The first time was like 2017. They go on my nose and they cut my terminates down because they're too big and block air. And the guy who did it the first time was pussy and didn't do enough. So Captain Scalpel had to come in and do the second one. It was quick. I was in and out. I don't even remember passing out. I was rolling in the chair. The next thing you know, I woke up. So that was nice. But so far, I can breathe a little better. It's still all like clogged up from blood and whatnot. But holy shit. Greg Abbott signs a new state budget that defunds the entire state legislature. Said that like a fucking idiot. I am a fucking moron though, so it's okay. That's hilarious. I love it. You're supposed to be a politician. Politicians were never supposed to be paid the way they are now. Ooh, Biden freezes military aid to Ukraine after the Putin summit, his leaders plea for help. That's fucking weird, especially because his son is accused of working with Ukraine in the whole Burisma thing. So that's kind of convenient. He's like, all right, Putin. Or Putin's like, all right, Biden, you want to talk? Stop sending money to the motherfuckers that are attacking us. You know, Russia asked for it and stole Crimea, so no big deal. More shootings. Let's just talk. Everyone should just own a gun. If every American, every adult American had a firearm on them, right? That was the law, right? Tomorrow, law passes. Every American's given a gun and bullets and training. People would be less likely to rob houses, to run up on you at night, to harass you. People would think twice because they know everyone has the means of a firearm. That to me makes sense. If there's a no firearm zone, or states that don't allow handguns, or it's either there are states that make it hard to access firearms, there's more crime in those states compared to the other ones. And that's just a fact. There's no other way around it. Democratic cities, major metropolitan cities, have more gun crime than any other place in the United States, because people see that if I have a gun, which I can obtain easily on illegally, and I know no one else around me is going to have one, I'm going to have no competition whatsoever once I have this gun. And people aren't about to lose their life over shit, so they just give them what they want. So you get tons of robberies and you get tons of shootings. People that have no sense, obviously. If you have the mind of a person who's going to go get a legal firearm and use it in a state where it's illegal or for crime in general, you're not all the way there. So let's see. The EU lifts ban on American travelers. Let's go, EU. Let's fucking go. That makes me want to get my passport and go see you guys for a little bit. Change of pace. Maybe I'll sleep on someone's couch, bounce around the EU and find a new respect for Europe in general. I don't know. We'll see. Probably not. Double lung transplant? Jesus. A man spent 4 months in the hospital with COVID. Ended up with a double lung transplant, which I don't know how he got, but God bless him. He regrets not getting the vaccine. I don't even know what to say about that. I can't even speak to that. Japanese hunters fatally shoot bear after hours long rampage that injured four. How long was this said rampage? I'm going to click on that. That's actually worth watching. Or saying, because this bear was just like, you know what? Not today, humans. This is my motherfucking turf. Ain't no one gonna take it from me. Let's see what this bear had. Damn. Oh, it's a military camp. Holy shit. Brown bear's no joke. Oh, yeah, he fucked up. He old lady and old man. A man in his 40s and a soldier. The police department tweeted, "If you find a bear, be careful to evacuate immediately." No shit. No shit, Japan, but police department, wherever you are. What city was this in? Okadama. I don't know where that is. Self-defense forces camp. Jesus. Can you imagine? There's a lot of things that are like scary or that will shake you up. Like, yeah, a person coming at you crazy or a dog, but a fucking bear, dude. A bear is just a big ass dog. Hungrier. Ooh, Destiny 2 is releasing a toaster because they have nothing else to do since Xbox just totally killed everything. That's what I'd like to talk about if you guys would listen. I mean, it's my podcast, so you can do what you want. You can turn it off or not, but Xbox killed the game. If you don't have a system, you'll be able to play off a streaming stick and a controller soon. I mean, the games that are Starfield, it's going to be fucking nuts. I can't wait for Starfield. Streaming is going to be crazy then, because I'm going to start picking games no one plays. Like, this Call of Duty streaming shit's bullshit. Everyone does it. It's too crowded. I'm going to start playing some, like, Sniper Ghost Warrior, maybe a little Cyberpunk, maybe start from scratch and do only, like, play and post videos, like, going from beginning to end. And just doing shit like that. I really want to mix it up and try to get other things involved. Let's see. Galaxy Fold. No longer available in the US. That's crazy. YouTube's finally getting picture in picture for the iOS. Spotify buys pods to make it easier to find podcasts you actually like. Shout out to Spotify. They actually host my podcast on Anchor. They own Spotify owns Anchor, and then my podcast is now on Spotify. Maybe you guys listen there, and Google as well. This is just like a ghetto talk show, realistically. And I'm trying to get guests. I want guests. I want to be able to have discourse with people, like really get into some topics and go heavy and get intellectual about things. But people are afraid, like they're like their voice isn't useful or their voice doesn't matter. And it does. Like, anyone can have a strong opinion. You can be, I don't care what you do for a living. I don't care how smart people say you are or how dumb you are, whatever. You can be so intelligent on a certain subject that, you know, it, in other places of your life, nothing else matters besides that one thing you're passionate about. That's all I care about. If you want to come on the show, just be passionate about something. And we can literally talk about one subject the whole time. We can go on tangents, we can do whatever, but I'm looking for listeners. So email me at lewisbanderson@gmail.com. Louis, B as in boy, Anderson @gmail.com. I will return your email. I'm working on getting my business email up, but that's for Prophecy Dynamics, and I kind of want to keep it separate, so I'll figure that out. I mean, other than that, let's see what else we got in tech. But yeah, if anyone wants, I mean, your voice needs to be heard. You deserve it. And it's not like there's a ton of listeners here like crazy, but eventually the crowd will grow. What? Armored trucks were removed from Warzone Season 4 as I can't read, as invisibility glitch returns. Bastards. They banned some chick on Twitch. She's probably, I mean, honestly, guys, I'm all about women making money by any means, but when you start flooding other networks and selling sexuality to young boys and or even adult boys, I said that, yeah, not men, adult boys and young men, like, come on, that's for video games, that's for stuff like that. Like, let's try to keep it, you know, the OnlyFans is there for a reason. When they're old enough and they can, you know, make their own decision that way, that's when they should be doing that. I wouldn't promote porn to anyone under the age of 20 or 18, you know, like, I don't think it's healthy for people at certain ages to do certain things. And I made plenty of mistakes when it comes to drinking or partying and stuff like that, but I by those mistakes, I realized like I would honestly rather wait. So I have some life experience, so I know what I'm doing. Just let my brain develop before you do anything like that. Anyway, I think we're over sexualizing our children, and it's really weird that we're promoting sex so much to young adults. It just seems odd. And the food that we're eating like really changes them, really changes like the bodies of young women and young males, to the point where like 13 to 15 year old boys and girls are looking unrecognizable to that age group. So I think that's some kind of weird ploy, because that gives creeps an out. Well, they look this old, blah 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 blah. Because realistically, should we have to check IDs like as adults? You know, should every person have to have their ID check? I don't think so. If someone's somewhere where only adults should be. So it's just all convoluted and fucked up. But I mean, we gotta protect our children, I guess, is the biggest thing. A 1-inch sensor, that's fucking huge on that phone. Oh my gosh. More drama. I don't know why I clicked entertainment. I thought there would be something halfway decent here, but there's not. Oh my god, there's just people suck. The world's weird. Okay, guys. As far as news goes, that's all I got for you. For me, just working on Prosy Dynamics. I've got my 1911 and 2011s done. I'm waiting on the CNC parts to come in. Once they do, I have a bunch to ship out. I have 3 1911s and 3 2011s to go to all across the country. People embracing it early. That's really all I want to do as far as the gun world goes. Is I've did the 1911 and 2011. That's my contribution to the 3D printing gun world. I want to start working on my drone program. I've already started acquiring like a parts list for that. I want these drones to be able to fly, target, and shoot missiles. I mean, not obviously full-size ones, but drone-sized missiles. So probably be able to take out a car or something like that. And obviously those won't be for civilian use. Though I do have a bunch of plans for civilian vehicles civilian use drones. So be on the lookout for that. It's just time. Time and money. I mean, to produce the stuff, to buy parts, to keep the machines up, like the 3D printer going. Like, I just blew my circuit board today, so I have to have one of my guys print the stuff I need for a contract, because my machine's going to be down for a while. Because, you know, once you break something, you have to upgrade it, because there's no point to buy the exact same thing. So now I need a new board, hot end, heater block, and stuff like that. So I'm going up to 500°C, which is the temperature that NASA prints their stuff at. So I'll be able to print the same material as NASA, but that material is about $800 a kilogram. Some of it's like $800 a half kilo, but you could take it to space off a 3D printer and it worked fine. So I got to do my heated enclosure and a bunch of stuff. But other than that, guys, drink water, tell your mom you love her. It's almost Father's Day. Make sure any father in your life, whether it's your father or someone you know that's a father, please congratulate them. Give them the love they deserve. And just stay healthy, man. Stay positive. We're in a weird time. We live in a very weird time. And I feel like we don't take enough of our effort to recognize it's okay to not be okay. If you're doing just fine and going through life without any kind of care in the world, you're a lucky one. And I don't know how you did that. I don't envy that, because you're most likely blind or stupid. But, you know, we live in a time where things are critical, and it's okay to have bad days. It's okay to need to lean on help. Please talk to someone. I want to make sure everyone knows that I truly believe that suicide is never the way out. I don't believe harming yourself, drugs, alcohol, using that stuff for any kind of numbing effect is the way out. I don't judge people who do it, but I mean, I'm always here to talk too. Like, you have my email. You can email me privately. I keep things like that obviously private. I just want to be a support system for people. I've had a great support system through God, through myself, through my mom at times when she's not on her tangents. I've had a lot of real people come into my life and stay. So, you know, I feel blessed. I have more than I need, and I'm just striving for the goals that I want to accomplish. I mean, I have plenty of things before a certain age I want to do, and I'm just pushing for them, and I push hard. And I advertise myself. I talk up to myself because I don't expect anyone else to do it. You know, if you live by the cheers, you'll die by the booze. Good night.